first question at hand is how we got to 100 koilos on Rosh Hashanah. All we find in reference to Rosh Hashanah is two mentions of Terua, and there's one in reference to Yom Kippur Shoyim. That's it. And the Gemara tells us there's some type of limud, that all the tekiyos of Tishrei are all combined, meaning that there are three for Rosh Hashanah and three for Yom Kippur, Shoyim. And the Gemara also has a limud that before every Terua there has to be a tekiyah, and after every Terua there has to be a tekiyah. So sach hakol, we come to 9 koilos. We should in 30 seconds be done with the mitzvah. That's it. So where did we get from 9 all the way to 100? First step is the Gemara tells us Lamedalit Isker Navavo B'tzipuri. That they should have blow basically three types of tekiyos: tashrats, tashats, tarats. And there's a question of Shiloh exactly what Rav Avuh was out to do. Was he suggesting that we really didn't know what the Terua was? We have three possibilities, which is the classic understanding that we're not sure what the Terua is. And therefore, Rav Avuh wanted to cover all the bases, so he instituted that when you blow shofar, you blow all three stars. What's problematic about this approach, not that there are not Rishonim that learn this way, but what's problematic about this approach is, if you deal with a mitzvah that has to do with yovel, and it's not a mitzvah that occurs in every yovel, it's an unusual case in yovel. And it might not have happened in 500 years. And someone says, what's the din? Everyone looks around with a blank face. You know, who knows? Nobody's father told them they ever saw this. No one's grandfather ever saw it. So, they have a shiloh. You know, we heard that it was 500 years ago there was such a case, so we don't really know what the disposition was. Okay. Shofar, come to Shul Rosh Hashanah. Blow shofar. If I decided this year to change the shofar, I thought when I came in, I want a new type of koilos. The place would be in an uproar in 1 second. If the first line, the shul would be tumultuous. Rabbi, listen. You have people there that come from all types of backgrounds, all types of cities, all types of communities. And we all know what's supposed to happen on Rosh Hashanah. We know what the shofar is. This is not shofar. So, where did we wind up with a suffix, what the Terua is? Mitzvah that we do every single year. This is a classic type of question. Here's a machlokes in the Gemara in Megillah. You know, in the Gemara in Megillah, what the text of Parsha Shkolim is. A machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Bnei Yeshua on that Gemara asks, what's the problem? Just ask the Gabbai, what did you learn last year? What are they fighting about? So we have a whole beer on that Gemara. Why? That something changed, and that's what the disagreement is about. But this is a classic question. How could you not know what the Terua is? This kind of one wasn't true last year, been there for the last 10 years. What did they do in the last 10 years? You're from Forest Hills, you're from Detroit, you're from Chicago, you're from LA, you're from Denver, you're from Miami Beach, you're from Washington. Did anyone ever hear anything different? No. All of us heard the same thing in Shul. So what's the Shiloh? So this is a problematic approach. I mean, it isn't a problem. I'm not saying that I'm not sure that I learned this way, but it is problematic. The Rosh has a different suggestion. The Rosh says that the Torah used the generic term Terua, and all three stars fit. Shvarim Terua is good, and Shvarim is good, and Terua is good. They're all good. No problem. And whichever one you blow, you yoytze. So what was Iskren Rav Avohu? So Rav Avohu had a problem. He said, this is no way to run a religion. You can't run a religion. This shoe, we have one staltki. That Rav Savitsky down the block has another staltki. Rav Tites down the block this way has a third staltki. This is not a way, you don't run a religion in this fashion, especially with contentious Jews. You don't run a religion in this fashion. You know, come and they tell him, your shul, they blow tashats. You were never yaitz a shofar in your whole life. You messed it up. You blow tarats. You were also never yaitz. And they say, we blow tashrats. We weren't yaitz. We're asking for communal strife. So Rav Avohu said, lo zu adera. We can't have every shul, you know, on the block in a different stall. So we're going to incorporate all three stalls. Everybody's stall is blown and everyone blows the same thing. And we Jews will find something else to fight about it, but at least the tekiyas of Rosh Hashanah, you know, we're talented, it's not a problem. But at least one thing for Rosh Hashanah is off to say that Hayyim, without tekiyas we can't fight, you know. If you stand there, you sit by Kiddush, we could yell, you know, all types of other things, you know. The Yiddukhan on Shabbos, you know, we'll find what to fight about. But the one thing is off the table. That's the way the Rosh learned. So it's not, that answers the question. There was no doubt about what true is. All of them are true. Just Rav Avohu was concerned that this is not the way to run the religion. I'll call upon him for one of these two reasons, either because we don't know exactly which is the right one, or just made a social mess. So Rav Avohu instituted that we blow all three types, tashrats, tashats, tarats. So now we just went, instead of having 9 kailas, now we just went to 30. Okay. 30, you know, we came in and out. 2 minutes could take care of that. You know, no problem. 3 minutes. So, what happened next? So, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tes Zayin. Gemara says the following. Elo, the last words of the Gemara, Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Loma token of Marian Kashen Yoshven, we token of Marian Kashen Hoyim. They blow when they're sitting and they blow when they're standing. Yeah. There's different interpretations in the Rishonim what this means. I'll give the interpretation that we use. The Balamora is a different shot altogether than us. The definition that we use is Tkiyos to Meyusha over the first 30 Tkiyos. Since they're not tied to Shmon Esrei, everybody can sit. And Tkiyos to Meumed is a standing time because it's during Chazaras HaShatz. That's the definition that we use. The Bala Morris problems with this. He says, Ma'umad, the Chazan stands. What does that have to do with anyone else? And he, in fact, learns that the Tkiyas to Meyushuv are the ones that you blow during Chasaros HaShatz. That's when everyone's sitting in shul. What's Tkiyas to Ma'umad? That's when the people are on the way out, about to leave. They're getting up to leave. We blow an extra 30 at the end, after Chasaros HaShatz. That's the Tkiyas to Ma'umad. Different set of definitions. But the definition that we use, the Tkiyas to Meyushev are the first 30, and Tkiyas to Meumer are the second 30. It could be that this Ramban is the source. Rabbi Yoshua Zatzal had a very, very unusual practice in his shul. The exact opposite of every shul you and I have ever been in. The davening is long Rosh Hashanah, so people tend not to stand for the whole Chazaras HaShatz. So which parts do we stand for and which parts do we sit for? So we sit like this. The Chazaras HaShatz parts of the Shmon Esrei we sit for. When do we get up? For the Piyutim, because they open Aron Kodesh, so then we stand up. No, well, Yoshua Shul is exactly the opposite. For the Chazaras HaShatz you had to stand. For the Piyutim you could sit if you want. But the Chazaras HaShatz you had to stand. So I was Dervish V'chaykar, I wanted to know why, what his reason was. So I asked Rav Afrati, and he did. This is a long time Gaba of Rav Yoshev. So if he held like the Briskas, the Tfilah Bitzi, but Tfilah Satzi, no, he said he didn't hold with the Briskas sheet. That's not what it was about. He held that Chazaras HaShatz, part of the Takana of Chazaras HaShatz, is they have to stand for Chazaras HaShatz. That's the Takana. It was withstanding, part of it. So I thought, subsequently, that this Ramban is a Raya. to this. Because the Balamor says, what do you call it? Kiyas Tamud, but the Chazan stands and everybody sits. So according to the Ramban, he said, no, everybody stands. And this made a big problem in Rabbi Yosef Shul, because nobody dared to sit. How could you sit? I'm 50 years old, I'm 60 years old, and I can't stand. And the Rebbe is 100 years old, and the Rebbe is standing, you know. Now he went, there was one older person, it was hard for him, so Rabbi Yosef told him he should sit. He says, how can I sit? The Rebbe is standing. He says, what I do doesn't have to affect you, but the person couldn't sit. How could he sit when the Rebbe is standing? So why do we have two sets? With 30 kodesh, we yaitze already. What do we need more for? So the more answers they are to confuse the sultan. Now, sultan is not a dupe. You don't confuse the sultan too readily. He confuses us. We tend not to confuse him. So Rashi says, what's the pshat? Shelo yastu. He won't prosecute the Jews. When he sees how much chiv of a mitzvah we have, apparently, according to Rashi, why do we blow it twice? Just in case the second 30 tekiyas, one of them doesn't come out right, so I have a backup 30. So I'm making sure, it's an insurance policy to make sure that I'm yotzei the mitzvah. If we take out an insurance policy on the mitzvah, this is chiv of a mitzvah, it's mistapen dvarav. So what can he say? He comes before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he wants to hurl accusations against us. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will say to him, how can I not have Abba for them? The Chibas HaMitzvahs is such, they go out of their way to buy an insurance policy, to blow an extra 30 tears to make sure that Yitzhak HaMitzvah for the Raisa. So I should be Makabu, your accusations against them. They're worthy of Midas HaRachman. Take a hike. The Sultan knows this, it's Mistat Minvor. When we show Chibas HaMitzvah, he's finished. In the middle of the day, the last time I gave this shit, it rang three times. The guy likes forms. This guy likes truers, I think. Now went from 30 to 60. I believe the Ramban in the Drosh and Rosh Hashanah says if we had a pick, in other words, we have a shukvis with the shofar, two shuls or two towns together. And we can only have it either for the first 30 or the second 30. Which one should we take? So the Ramban says we should take Ikrat Kiyas as the second Kiyas. Why? Because the brachos were made to go together with the tekiyas. So if you yotze the mitzvah deraisa either way, right? There's the famous statement of Rabbi Yochanan. You know, if you want to be eccentric, So there's a guy. He likes all the shuls in town. So he gets up, he goes to the Vasikin minyan, and he hears the first key, and then he runs out. Goes to the next minyan. Here's the truer. Goes to the next minyan, here's the tekiah. And each one is an hour apart, but he makes sure to hear it exactly in order. No other unneeded kol shofar interjects. So he hears them exactly in order. Tekiah, truer, whatever style truer he heard. He did this, and he spent 9 hours of the day doing this, running around from one shul to the next. And at the end of the day, he heard 9 kailas. Yaitzim. There was a man I knew, he was a phenomenal Baal Stoker, he was a Baal Tshuva. He lived in suburbia in Johannesburg. And he told me, he says he doesn't go to shul on Shabbos anymore. He says, when I moved to suburbia, I used to drive on Shabbos. So I was from Rosh Hashanah, he liked the rabbi's droshes. So he used to drive around from shul to shul to catch a few droshes on Rosh Hashanah. Now I know you're not supposed to drive. There's no shul near me, so Shabbos, I stay. A minion for mincha in this place of business. Phenomenal, that stuff. So here we have an eccentric guy, Rabbi Yochanan. He likes to wander around from shul to shul. So he could be yotze. So however he heard, if he heard the 30 tkiyas during Chazaras HaShatz, yotze, finished. So what do we need? So if I had a pick, I should pick the second one. We fortunately don't have to pick, so we have both sets. So now we just went from 30 to 60. But the second ones we have because the brachot is supposed to be together with the kids. Come back to that. But how do we get from 60 to 100? Hashem goes, okay, 60 already, fine. You know, why do I need another 40 for? Where did it come from? So the Medrash tells us, where did it come from? Sisera was a ruthless general, and he came to attack Klal Yisrael in the beginning of Sefer Shoftim. And Barak had 10,000 troops on Har Tabor, you know where Har Tabor is. And as Sisera approached, he swept down with his 10,000 troops on Har Tabor, and it says he had tremendous siyata d'shmaya, and the Rabbeinu Shalom destroyed Sisera. Sister runs for his life, and he asks Yoel, Eishes Chever Akeni, to hide him. So she invites him into her tent, and she feeds him in such fashion that he falls into a deep sleep. And then she takes the peg to hold the tent, and she drives it into his skull, and she kills him. He has a mother, the Novi tells us, and his mother is a very fine lady. She, you know, as we say in the Yiddish language, the apple of Halpin is right from the bone. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. You know, that she had such a son, she was such a mother. So she got all nervous that it was taking them too long to come home from battle. So what did her neighbors, how did they comfort her? Listen, your son's busy abusing women and pillaging, so it's taking longer today than usual. You know? This is the way you comfort a mother. So she was a piece of work. Kitsa hadvar, so she cried 100 times for Sisera. So because of that, we have 100 koilas. You tell me, Moshe Rabbeinu stood in tefillah on Har Sinai, he was mispalo for the eagle, and he cried 100 times on Rosh Hashanah or something. No, okay. And if it's a zecha to that, we want to have, you know, 100 koilas. Okay, fine. But the mother of Sisera, an evil, wicked woman with a ruthless son. So she cried. So what does that have to do with us? And that we should incorporate into our tefillas. Oh, remember Sisera's mother. Shame Rishom Yerkov. So what do we want with Sisera's mother? The pshat is a Medrash Rab. Which tells us that Rosh Hashanah is the time of Midas Adin. As we all know, why don't we recite the Vidu on Rosh Hashanah? As the Dubna Magid says, if you come before the judge, and you know, you don't have a case. The prosecutor has the goods on you. There's nothing you're going to do to shake this case. So you figure you might as well plead guilty and put yourself in the mercy of the court. What else can you do? So, is this a wise move or not? So it's up to the market, it depends. The judge had a stormy fight with his wife last night. Fire department came 3 o'clock in the morning, a fire in the kitchen. He had a flat tire on the way to work. And his broker called him, he lost $250,000 in the market. And now he walks into court, and you come in, and you tell him, listen, I did this, I did this, I did the next thing. You're going away for a long time. On the other hand, the judge, he had a grand trial last night. He made a killing in the market. They came for the first day, they came with a chauffeur Jaguar to bring him to court. Walks in. And he's really in a great mood. I mean, life is great. And you walk in, you did this, you did that. They said, no, okay, suspended sentence. So he says, the same is true with Vida. How's the Vida going to go down? If the Rabbanu Shalom is in a mode of Midas Adin, we're in trouble. If the Rabbanu Shalom is in a mode of Midas Arachamim, then we can get someplace. So Rosh Hashanah is the time of Din. So we don't recite Vida in Rosh Hashanah for that reason. Not a time for Vida. But how do we bring about the transformation? To meet the Sarach, how do we invoke to meet the Sarach? So the Medrash says, the Shofar, then don't go into this more. But through the Tkiya Shofar, the Medrash Rabbah says, the Rabbanu Shel Olam switches, is transformed to meet the Sarach of the Klal Yisrael. So we start off Din. Right, so Shana is the Yom HaDin. So we attempt to invoke to be the Sarach. Sisera's mother was Pogba Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin afflicted her. Person comes in contact with the Midas HaDin, so she cried 100 times. So from there we learn that it's roy to cry 100 times when we confront the Midas HaDin. So since Rosh Hashanah was starting off with Midas HaDin, so we cry out 100 times to the Rabbanu Shalom. So that's what we learn from the mother of Sisera. Response to Midas HaDin. So now we went from 60 to 100. Now, a very odd thing though. So we know the first 30 come before Shmoneh Esrei, the next 30 during Chazaros HaShatz. Then there's some different menhagim. There's at least 30 during the Kaddish, before this Kabbal. We do 40, we finish everything in that shot. So, why do we dump the tkiyas right into the middle of Kaddish? Amir and Baalma, Vimru, Amen, the Chazan stops, then we blow shofar, 30 kodesh, 40 kodesh, and then it's Kabbalah slow, set a loose. Why don't we let the Chazan finish Kaddish and then blow the shofar? What are we jumping right into the middle of Kaddish for? So here we come to a Yisoid that's from Brisk. Yisoid from Brisk. Brisk says that the proper classification of tkiyas are a chelek of tefillah. The chelek of tefillah. As we said, it brings about a transformation from Midas Adin to Midas Arachim. A chelek of tefillah, part and parcel of tefillah. So we blow the tkiyas, and then we say tiskabel slusim, slusim uusim. The tiskabel is not only on the tefillah, it's on the tkiyas too. It's part of it, slusim uusim, it's part of the tefillah. That's why we stop at that point and blow the shofar at that point. So we went from 9 koilas to Rav Avuhu to 30, here's the movement of Yishuv to 60, and a minhag that we emulated the response of the Midas Adin of the mother of Sisera, we went to 100. 100 kids. In actuality, we might say with 30. That's all we need. Now, it's interesting, in the time of the Rishonim, how did they blew the first 30? The ones in the Chazaras Hashatz, they blew Tashrat 3 times. That's it. One Tashrat for Malchus, one Tashrat for Sechonis, and one Tashrat for Shaifus, 12 altogether. At 42 Kailas, and you went home. That was the deal. So Rabbi Natan came, whatever, those who showed him that were concerned that maybe you're not Yotzi with Tashrat. So they came and they made changes, they instituted Tashrat, Tarat, to make sure that we have Tkiyas. You know, we have to have a line of Tkiyas. So maybe the Tashrat is not a line of Tkiyas. Why is it not a line of Tkiyas? Because the whatever the Trua is has to be contiguous in juxtaposition to the Tkiyah. So if Shvarim is what the Trua is, so that has to be Tkiyah, Shvarim, Tkiyah. It can't be a Trua in between the Shvarim and the last Tkiyah. On the other hand, let's say it's Trua, so we can't have a Shvarim in between the Tkiyah, the first Tkiyah, and the Trua. So therefore, that's according to those who shine them as the Chumrah, that we blow all the different types. So some of them ultimately instituted that we blow all the different types of each brocha. But at the time of the Rishonim, they just blew Tashrat. One Tashrat for each one. Whether the reason is that they, in the Indian of the Hefsik, that there has to be contiguous and in juxtaposition, maybe that's the Chumrah. So they were machmer by the first 30, and once we ate to the mitzvah, the rice, they weren't so machmer afterwards. Or whether, like the Rosh, that no, we yaitzi with all the stalls. We might as well, so we blew Shvarim through us, so we had all the sounds. He got all the sounds. And he yaitzi with that. That's the way they blew. I said, over the Dairis, there was a metamorphosis to assume that there's an issue with Ikra the dinner in the style. And then, because of that, to be as machmer by the Tkiyas the Mu'umad as by the Tkiyas the Medushim. So instead of having 12, we now have 30 in the Chazaras Hashatz. One of the things, so that's the number of the tiers that we have. What it's interesting that there's an ambiguity. The Rishonim are all over the map with this one. What constitutes a true? What is a true? So we all know a true is 9 sounds. That's a true. I went to Shul since I'm a little kid. The Kea is always blowing 9 sounds. There are many Rishonim that say that the Trua is 3 sounds. That's all. 3, not 9. So according to them, the whole Shvarim Trua is different. The Trua is different. The Tkiyas that we need are also different. Depending on what we have to blow. Now we try lichatchila to sort of be yaitzei l'chol adeus. What do I mean to say? In the both in the Shvarim and the Trua, one could blow extra kailas. You can blow, if you blow 20 for the Trua, okay, but probably does 16, 18 all the time, it makes no difference. As long as you have 9, doesn't make a difference how many you put on. Now, what's less well known is by the Shvarim too. It only have to 3. Let's say you blew 5 by the Shvarim, 4 by the Shvarim. It's also fine.
In the time span of a Shvarim?
No, not in the time. You do blow a regular Shvarim, as we do, and yet another one.
Longer.
So it came out longer than the tip. It doesn't make a difference. You can blow 4, you can blow 5. It's also fine.
How do you prevent Shvarim to electrolyte?
It's a longer sound. That's the difference. The difference is, you have, for example, in 1 second, you're going to have 4 or 5 sounds of the Truah. And you'll have 1 sound of the Shvar, approximately.
I mean, the Rav used to be able to blow 6 sounds for the Shvarim, for the Truah, for the Shvarim, that would be twice as long as a normal Shvar.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's not a problem. I mean, normally I thought it should be the same length as tekiyos that bracket it.
So
that doesn't
matter. That's mitzarat din. What you have to do mitzarat din. What you added extra does not make a difference. But we still try to be yotzei. What we try to do is the following. At what point does something become classified as a tekiya? So there are 2 ways to look at it. There's 1 way to look at it, depending on each individual set. In other words, now we're blowing Shvarim Truah, so Shvarim Truah is longer than Shvarim Truah. So the key of that is a longer key. So even if I made, where you particularly have to be careful, is not to make any shever, any part of the shever, as long as the key. If you hit a shever as long as the key, then you have problems. So one way to look at it is that, listen, if I'm blowing Tashat, so it has to be consistent with that type of tekiah, let's say, which we'll call a 2-second tekiah. If I'm blowing tashrat, so it has to be consistent with a 4-second tekiah. That's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is that we don't want anything that's ever called, could be called tekiah, to be blown as a sheva. Meaning, so even though I'm in tashrat now, but I don't want to blow a 2-second shever, because a 2-second shever by tashat would be a tekiah. So I don't want to ever blow anything which is could ever be classified as a tekiah. So, am I clear or unclear? So the chadchila, we try to be machmer like that, not to ever reach a 2-second shever. Even though, really, when we're blowing Tashrat, if we went up to 4 seconds, it would be all right. So we try to maintain a consistency throughout the keys. That's number one. Number two is we have an issue. What is Shvarim Truah? Shvarim Truah, in effect, is it a hybrid? It's a Shvarim plus a Truah. Oh no, it's not a hybrid. It's a new entity. It's not a Shvarim, it's not a Truah, it's a Shvarim Truah. And I think that's the machlokes of Rishonim, if you do B'Neshima Achas or B'Shtei Neshimas. If you do B'Shtei Neshimas, meaning you have to take a breath in between. So we're saying a Shvarim Truah is a combination of a Shvarim plus a Truah. So you do a Shvarim, that's finished, take a breath, now you do a Truah. So I have to blow a Shvarim plus a Truah. There's no such thing as a Shvarim Truah, there's a Shvarim and there's a Truah. So you blow with 2 Yeshivas. Or do we say, no, there's a new entity called Shvarim Truah. And you do it with a Shema Achas. With one sound. Even how to do what it means by the Shema Achas is there's a machlekes. The typical way of the Shema Achas is that there's a very slight pause in between the Shvarim and the Truah. It's been a Shema Achas, but with a slight pause in between. Chazon Ish Zecher Tzadik Levrocha did not agree with that. Chazon Ish held that there should be no pause at all. In other words, his conception, apparently, of the Shema Achas was whatever his rayas were. But it's literally one cut. There's no place for a pause in the middle of it. So you have to go straight from the Shvarim into the Truah, which is a big kunst. It's not easy to do. We do it in the last 40 kailas. We came and Baruch Hashem was able to do pull this off. So if you'll notice, in the last 40, there's not even a slight pause in between the Shvorim and the Trua. To follow the Chazarish, the Shita, what the Shema Achas is. Now, typically what's happened, they're all very varied minhagim. In the time of the Ramah, they did everything b'shtei neshimas. But over the Doiris, I think the Chayodim, I believe, is the source. We went away from that. For the simple reason that basically everybody holds the Yitzhak b'shtei neshimas. That seems to be, that overwhelmingly it can be Yitzhak b'shtei neshimas. If it could be Yitzhak b'shtei neshimas, is more iffy. So consequently, what emerged is the following, that the first 30 tekiyas, and I guess they were Yitzhak and did the Raisa with that, so but the first 30 tekiyas, they did B'nai Shema Achas. And the second 30, I say, there are brachas, they did B'shtei Neshemas. That's what has emerged, is most common. But again, there's nothing absolute here, because the Ramon, in fact, records B'shtei Neshemas for everything. We in the shul do another thing. So I'm concerned that there may be women with young children that didn't hear necessarily their first 60 tekiyas, and only able to come at the end of davening. So I want to make sure that they're yotze the chatchila. So mele, by the last 40, I ever became a do dafka b'reshima achas for that reason. So that there should be yotze according to most shittas rishayim. So we do the last 40 again, we do b'reshima achas.
What do you have to lose by doing all of them, even the first set?
What do you have
to lose by doing all of them in
the
Shema Achas?
Maybe
not just the last
40. The minhag is to do the middle ones with Shtei Neshimas. Maybe there are some Shitas that are makpid, maybe you don't have to, I don't know why.
The Rav says, you're being Yotzei more Shitas.
That's true, but the minhag is on the first two is established how we blow. The last 40 is an open area. There's no fixed minhag how to do it. So it was Machriya to do it in... to do it with Shema Achas for that reason.
Machlokas only by Shvarim Truas? What about just Stam by other sets between the Tekiah to the Truah to the Tekiah?
Everything.
You have a pause, you should always have a pause?
Right? Yeah, of course, it has to be a separate Shema. Yes.
If you didn't do it,
if you did it with Shema Achas, it wouldn't be Yitzhak.
So when someone blows, like for women afterwards, just, you know, doing it quick, yeah. It has to make sure to pause.
100%, of course.
Does a pause literally mean a breath? Or just mean a pause?
By which? By the Shema Achas or Shtei Neshimas? Shema Achas is a slight pause, not a breath. Dafka, not a breath.
It's not a strong lung capacity, you would not have to actually inhale.
What?
It's not literally.
You mean for Shtei Neshimas?
Shtei Neshimas, they actually inhale.
Yeah.
So we're makbid not to have any shever to reach 2 seconds. I mentioned the tequila, that should be, it should never. So we try to have 2/3 to a second, should be the sheva, but we mark for that it should never hit 2 seconds. Now, another thing that the Rebbeinu is very careful about, which the Chofetz Chaim Zatzal talks about, is. If you're not careful, at the very end of the trua, the last sound could be a little bit longer than a trua is supposed to be. So you have to be very careful when at the end, when you cut it, it's to cut it. And it's a very small sound. If you're not careful to cut it properly, you can get a larger sound when you're starting to have a shayla, maybe it's a sheva. So he's very, very makbid about that, as the Chofetz Chaim is. And once in a while, he'll tell me he thinks he went a little too long, so we have to go back. Does happen, not too often, it doesn't go back too often, but it has happened. Rabbi, talking about you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that I finished all the Lashon Hara, now that it's your case.
So. Okay. I'm not really worried that you said any Lashon Hara, so
that's okay. Just mentioned the fact that how careful you are at the last true, that it shouldn't become too long.
Right.
That is also another thing that we do. There are shitas that hold, we, the ikra the dinner we hold, that there's no difference in how the sound, the pitch of the sound makes no difference. It's the length of the sound that's koveya. tekiya doesn't have to be just a flat one sound without warbling. A true shvarm could be a simple flat sound. That's what we hold. There are those that hold and brisk, you know, and nothing like that. That a shaver has to be a warbling sound. It shouldn't be a straight sound. Since be'ikar, that's not on the Cyrus like that. So the first 60, I don't blow that way. But I also am cognizant of the fact that there may be people in the Kehillah. Yaitse, according to us, Yaitse either way, it's just not the minute. But there are those that would prefer to have briska shvarim. So we do briska shvarims in the last 40. According to us, we Yaitse anyhow. So today is a shiloh, if it's correct. So we, through the first 60, we follow our minuk. And the last 40, we adapt ourselves to the derech of brisk. So we have a lot of things going on at the end. We have the briskish forms, we have the chazanish shorm truas, and we have the shima achas. So I give Rabbi Kamen a workout. I give him a workout. Now, let's go back a step. I don't know, did I mentioned before which is the Ikrat Kiyas? I went into that or not? Which are the Ikrat Kiyas? The Ramban of the Drosha, Rosh Hashanah, writes that Ikrat Kiyas are the ones that are say the Abrochas. Now what does that mean? As I mentioned before, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shoma test Kiyas, Petesho, Shabayom, Am Yaitzi, the Mitzvah, the Reis. So after I heard that Kiyas the Meyushav, I'm Yaitzi the Derisus. How could the Iker be the Kiyas or Seder Abrochus? So the Pshat is, you know, my Shver Zechmanel of Roch in his town, you know, we hear every little kid runs around with a little of an Estrog here. Well, my Shver Zechmanel of Roch was from an Ostrog, the town of the Marshal and the Taz. They owned one set of arba minim with the next town. And a guy can bring it chutz l'tchum. It's brought in the hills. So the guy used to go by bicycle for up and back between the two towns on Yontif. So, you know, one town had it, and then they brought it to the other town so the people could bench. That's how expensive it was. The two towns together owned one set of arba minim. Now, shayfers were not such a big deal because, you know, kalbuloch, animals were shchiyo common.
They're sheep all over the
place. Yeah, no problem. And in fact, it was in an oddity, just a social oddity, where my shver came from, the poor people ate meat. Only the rich people ate chicken. Chicken was for the rich. No, there were sheep grazing around, goats. The Daraman had no problem having, you know, those animals. So he shechted them, that's what he ate. Chicken was a fancy, what a thing, a puree chicken. So Kitzer, suppose you wind up in that situation that you have one shofar. And you can get it either for the kiosk, when you're sure for the kiosk, the moment, which one do you take it for? The Ramban is saying, you take it with the kiyas to the moment. Why? Because, as I said before, Bris classified the kiyas as a chelik of tefillah. The brachas were made to go together with the kiyas. So a meila, I should endeavor to be yoytzer the mitzvah in that fashion, that I have a shofar for the brachas too. So if I have to pick between the two, I pick the second ones. Avada was yoytzer the mitzvah the raisa with the first one. But picking between the two, if I have to choose, I should choose to have the shofar for the second one. And in that sense, that's ikrat kiyas. That's when the ikrat takes place.
When they only blew 30, is that when they blew? Before they were sucking the extra kiyas?
Yeah, they had only kiyas at the moment. Only the ones that are still on Seder Abrochus.
So the Rav said that there's a backup. The backup is really the first one.
The backup is the first one. that according to Rashi, the whole point of the first 30 tekiyas is a backup in case we don't do it right to start a second 30. So we gave ourselves another shot with the first 30. So hopefully somewhere along the way we hit it right.
Doesn't that get in the way though? Because if we were yotzei with the first 30, then the second 30 are not yotzei.
Means midrabbanan. Din derabbanan, to have tekiyas.
What's going on in your mind? But something's going on in
Shemayim in the second 30, that's why you go there. One, but yes, that's what's being coiled in Shemayim.
Yeah, yeah.
You add,
if
you're cutting the mitzvah in the first 30, but not with the brachas, what are you adding on by doing it with the brachas?
There's an Indian to have the brachas together with the tekiyas. That's a mitzvah. It's so good. But the Rabbanan gave it a din of tekiyas to it. That has, you know, as Rabbi Kamen said, it has effect in Shemayim. It has an effect in Shemayim. And we find that even though the Zohar says that where's Yom Tov Sheni? We made up Yom Tov Sheni. But the Zohar says that the first day Yom Tov is Dinah Kosho, and the second day is Dinah Rafya. In other words, the Midas and Dinah is a little ameliorated on the second day of Yom Tov. The first day is the full measure of the Midas Adin.
So how do you get your din to be on the second day?
I don't know, Rav Hitzel is trying to tell us how to get it in the beginning of the first day. Exactly, I don't know. I didn't sit up there in Shemayim, you know, with the Bezdin to see how they work. So. Shofar. That's the central mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. It's the only mitzvah, all the tefillahs are in the Rabbanan. The only mitzvah there is shofar. Kiddush is the Rabbanan. Tefillahs are the Rabbanan. It's the shofar which is the deraisa dikadin. So we went over tonight how we went from 9 kailas all the way up to 100. Pretty good kuntz, how we got there. So, the Rabbanu Shalom be mekabel at tefillas, at tekiyas, barachem and barotzah, be'ezus Hashem, like see the chesed of time.